Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my oceanic oddballs. It is day 15 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where our adventurous pod of audio creators posts a fresh episode every day for the whole month of August. Some of them are deep, like a shipwreck mystery. Some are light, like a pufferfish snack. But all of them are glorious, and you can find every splash and bobble in the magical mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Now, today's topic is a bit personal. Let's talk about how actual women of the sea, like yours truly, feel about seeing mermaid logos slapped on absolutely everything. I swear, you landwalkers have a really bad habit with this. Coffee shops, laundry detergent, toothpaste. There's even a line of fish food with a mermaid on it, which is deeply concerning. Here's the thing. For us, the mermaid is not some whimsical marketing mascot. She's Aunt Shelley, who still leaves two reefs over and complains about her sand allergies. She's my friend Coraline, who once got stuck in a six-pack ring and still has feelings about it. These logos, they're using our faces. Okay, well, maybe our general aesthetic, without so much as a thank you shrimp platter. And the designs, don't get me started. Perfect hair that doesn't float, seashell tops that defy physics, tails so narrow you couldn't outswim a distracted sea slug. The Starbucks mermaid? Nice girl, terrible swimmer. She's been treading water in the same pool since 1971. It's not that we don't like representation. We love it, when it's accurate. But seeing our likeness on Mermaid Mop and Shine or Sirena Slimming Tea makes us want to march right up to the surface and have words. And by have words, I mean flip your yacht. So the next time you see a mermaid logo, remember, that's someone's cousin, someone's podmate, possibly someone's Oceanic Zoning Committee chair. And if you must put us on your products, at least get the tail right. We've got standards, darling.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.